I'm Steve Junker with the Weekend Outlook, where we take a look at what's happening on the arts and culture scene. Joining us from the Cape Cod Times newsroom is Cape Week editor Kathy Scrizzy Driscoll. Kathy, Wellfleet Harbor Actors Theater is known for its live theater in the summer, but this winter its events are on screen with three unusual film series. Tell us about this.
Well, yes, they've got that big screen at Watt, and it's going to get a lot of use. And they're going to try to take Cape Codders to New York for opera, to Canada for theater, and then kind of around the world for different nature and environmental films. For the past few years, they've had a lot of success with a simulcast from the Metropolitan Opera in New York, and that is continuing on Saturday with The Merry Widow. That's going to have an encore show the next weekend, and then that's going to go pretty much through the winter almost every Saturday, that they have either a live show or an encore of those. And then they also have a new partnership this year with the Stratford Festival in Canada, and they're going to be doing two Christopher Plummer performances, and those are coming up, not this weekend, but in the future. What is coming up also this weekend is the third film series, which is all about nature and the environment. It's called the Sea Change film series, and on Sunday afternoon, that's going to include The Shark Riddle. That's going to be a half-hour film. It's a family afternoon, so it has a shark-related craft and an interactive shark secrets game with a naturalist from the Wellfleet Bay Wildlife Sanctuary, and they're co-sponsoring that series. They're going to have other family afternoons as well as evening films with some folks from WCAI going on through the winter. And just another note on that for the opera and theater lovers, Cape Cinema in Dennis is also showing The Merry Widow and the other Met shows. I know this one Saturday is sold out for them, but we have the schedule for Cape Cinema and for Wellfleet Harbor Actors Theater through the winter in Cape Week. So take a look and plan the calendar.
Kathy, Tony Bennett is a regular visitor to Cape Cod, but he's off on a world tour right now. Fans, however, could hear his music at a tribute concert at Kootuat Center for the Arts.
Yeah, the Kootuat Center did a review of Burt Bacharach songs last year. And one of the singers that was involved with that was Anthony Texera. And he and the producer of that, Ruth Condon, really had a good time working together. So wanted to put another project together. And this one came up as a tribute to Tony Bennett, who Anthony grew up listening to. He's been singing, Tony Bennett at least, has been singing since the 50s, but over the past decade, he recorded two duets albums with other singers. A lot of younger singers brought in some younger fans, and so that is what this concert at Kootuat is paying tribute to. It's called Anthony Texera Sings Tony Bennett Duets with Friends, and it includes some of the female singers from the Burt Bacharach Show, as well as some new singers. Anthony told us that they're going to be singing Tony Bennett classics as well as some of the music that is on the world tour with Lady Gaga right now. And those shows are happening in Kootuat at 7:30 Friday and on Saturday.
The Woods Hole Folk Music Society has a concert this weekend featuring a very familiar face for the group.
The Society is celebrating its 43rd season this year, and at 7:30 on Sunday, it's going to host Bill Staines. He's a singer-songwriter who has performed every single season since the organization was founded back in 1972. He obviously has a lot of regulars that come, and he is known for his original songs and stories. He's got a baritone voice and a left-handed guitar style, and that concert Sunday and the group's other concerts take place at Woods Hole Community Hall.
Looking ahead, sharks have become something of regular visitors to the Cape. Next Thursday, there's a chance to find out the latest research on them. Tell us about this.
Yeah, the Cape Cod Museum of Natural History up in Brewster is going to host a wine and cheese fundraiser. And that's at 6:30 next Thursday, like you said, the 22nd. And Greg Scomel, who's the head of the Massachusetts Shark Research Program, is going to be the guest speaker. They identified more than 60 great white sharks off of Cape Cod this past season. And Greg's going to talk about the latest research findings from that. Proceeds from that evening are going to go to the Atlantic White Shark Conservancy as well as the museum, but reservations are required to get there, so plan ahead.
To find out more about all of these events and so much else that's happening this weekend around the Cape and the islands, you can check out the Cape Week section in the Cape Cod Times. You'll find links along with audio of this conversation at our website, capeandislands.org. Thanks, Kathy.
Thank you, Steve.